Today's Shir Sech B'Yuma Daf Pei Vav, and we will begin on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis at the Mishnah. As we begin the last Mishnah of the Masechta, we've learned 85 blad of the Masechta, and now it's time to talk about Tshuva, certainly an important aspect of Yom Kippur. It's a Machlokes Rishonim, if Tshuva is a, it's certainly a Mitzvah Saseh, to what degree of a mitzvah to say it is. Most Rishonim learn that it's a chiyuv. A Jew is obligated to do tshuva. The Rambam seems to learn that tshuva is a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. That just like if you wear a garment with four corners, you have to put on tzitzis, so too, if you do an avera, you should do tshuva. But it's not an obligation. Most Rishonim learn there's an obligation. And even the Rishonim hold that there's no chiyuv to do tshuva all year. They hold that on Yom Kippur there's a chiyuv to do tshuva. And more details about what tshuva means we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem later in the Perek. The Medrash says, and the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Shari Tshuva quotes this Medrash, that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He created tshuva. And Yeruchim Levavitz, the Mira Mashgiach, explains what's pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world can't have an existence without tshuva. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before creating the world, created tshuva. There's a shaila, why don't we make a bracha on tshuva? Before a Jew does tshuva, why don't we make a bracha? So some mafarshim say, because you can't make a bracha on something that's not totally in your hands. You want to do tshuva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to accept the tshuva. Other Mefarshim aren't satisfied with that teretz, because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for our tshuva, and certainly will accept our tshuva. So there's no shaila, there's no question that our tshuva will be accepted. So others say because tshuva is caused, why you have to do tshuva? Because you did an aveira. So you don't make a bracha because you did an aveira. Another pshat that I saw is that we don't know if our tshuva is going to be a proper tshuva, and therefore we can't make a bracha. In fact, I saw a shaila. We're going to speak later in the shiur today about a lav hanitik lasei. That in Aveira, there are certain lavim that are nitik lasei that can be corrected through an assay. The classical example is gzeil. If somebody steals, for heshiv is a gzeil, he can return. So the question is, why isn't every Aveira lav hanitik lasei? Because you could correct the Aveira with the assay of doing tshuva. So I saw a very fundamental answer which really speaks to what tshuva is. When a person does tshuva, he doesn't correct the Aveira. He corrects himself. Tshuva is a process that we are different. The person, as the Rambam speaks about the beautiful words in the Rambam, yesterday he was mesuv, he was, so to speak, dirty, and tshuva cleanses him. But it cleanses him, it doesn't change the Aveira. And that's why it's not a lava not the classe. Says the Mishnah, Chatos, we know that if somebody does an Aveira B'Shoigig, for which there's a Chiyuv Karis, he normally has to, if he does a B'Shoigig, he has to bring Karban Chatos, Voshim Vadai, or certain times he has to bring in Karban Asham, the five Karban Ashamas, Asham Naziris, Asham Shefcharufa, Asham Meila, Asham Gzeilis, that you bring in Karban Asham, Mechaprim. So when the person brings that carbon, he has a kapara. Machloikis Rishonim, if a carbon is effective without tshuva. If the person brings the carbon, is it effective? Some Rishonim say that certainly you have to have tshuva, without it the carbon is not effective. Others say that tshuva is not required. It's interesting, Rashi is sort of ambiguous. Rashi says, umitstom tshuva ikab. Probably a person brought a carbon, brought the tshuva. So what does Rashi mean? Does it mean that he had to do tshuva? Does he not have to do tshuva? So I saw a beautiful pshat in Rashi. When somebody brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and as we've been discussing in this Masechta, what an unbelievable edifice the Beis HaMikdash was, with the Kahanim doing the Avoid and the Levim, the Shiram, the Duchanan, it's impossible that a person shouldn't do tshuva in that environment. So that's why Rashi says, Mistam tshuva. He certainly did tshuva. Misa v'Yom Kippurim, Mechaper Metshuva. However, Misa and Yom Kippur required Tshuva. Tshuva lo mechaperes al veris kalois, al essay, v'alois essay, if somebody was over an essay, alois essay. V'al chmurois, However, if somebody did a more serious avera, utayla atch yavo yom kippurim yichaper, until he has yom kippur, that's mechaper. What does it mean that yom kippur is mechaper? Most rishonim learn that yom kippur, the day of yom kippur, has in it the ability to affect kapara. The Meiri, however, learns there's no magic to yom kippur. He says a Jew who comes to yom kippur and recognizes what a Yom Kippur is, will do tshuva. That's why Yom Kippur mechaper. He'll do tshuva because he knows it's Yom Kippur. We'll talk about it in the Gemara. Echtav Ashev. Ha'im Echtav Ashev. Somebody says, I'm going to do an Avera and then tshuva. Echtav Ashev. And I'm going to do an Avera and then do tshuva. Eim speaking the other last of tshuva. We don't give him the ability to do tshuva. But the Mefarshim point out, the Mishnah doesn't say that he can't do tshuva. But the Mishnah says, Amos speaking beyond the last is tshuva, which means, certainly if this person does tshuva, the tshuva of a Jew is always accepted. What it means is that usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a siyata d'shmaya to be able to do tshuva. This person who says this doesn't have that special siyata d'shmaya. But I saw a letter from the Klozim of the Rebbe in which he writes, so what does a person like this do? So the Rebbe writes that if a person becomes part of a tzibur who's doing tshuva, the koyach of the tzibur, the power of that tzibur, helps him that he should be able to do tshuva. One year after Yom Kippur, Matzah Yom Kippur, a group of Talmidim came into the Chazon Ish, and they said, the Chazon Ish was very happy, Matzah Yom Kippur, Matzah Yom Kippur is supposed to be happy, he had a mechil of a slicha, and he said, why are we so happy? We last year went through Yom Kippur, and then during the year we unfortunately did a virus, and we go through this year after year. Why is that not considered Echtav Ashev? So the Chazon Ish says, if a person does tshuva Yom Kippur, and during the year he does a virus, certainly he shouldn't do a virus. But if he does a virus, he does a virus. He fell. But when a person does a virus, he doesn't say, I'm going to do a virus, we'll worry about it later. For that person, Yom Kippur certainly helps. It's only a person who's so unacceptable that he says Echtav Ashev, that's when Amos Pikim Yodalas is tshuva. Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper, if somebody does the very and he says Yom Kippur will take care of it, and Yom Kippur Mechaper, then Yom Kippur can't help. So the Maral asks, let's learn the Mishnah. First of all, as the Gemara will point out, by Echtav Ashev, the Mishnah says he said it twice. Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper, he only said it once. Why by here do you have to say it twice and here only once? Moreover, he asks, here the Mishnah uses the lashon Ema speaking yada lasa tshuva. Like we said, he doesn't have the siyata d'shmaya. En Yom Kippur mechaper is a lot stronger. Can't have a kapara. Why? So the Maral answers, what's this person doing? He's using Yom Kippur as a method to do aveiros. I'm going to do an aveira, and what will save me? Yom Kippur. He says the Maral, the purpose of Yom Kippur is to help us. The purpose of Yom Kippur is not to give us a way to do Averis. And that's why if somebody's trying to use Yom Kippur as a method to do Averis, ain't Yom Kippur Mechaper. It can't help us. Averis Shabin Adam L'Makai. If somebody does an Avera, that's a mitzvah between Adam L'Makai and Yom Kippur Mechaper. Averis Shabin Adam L'Chaver, but Averis Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, ain't Yom Kippur Mechaper, at Shiratz Chaver, until he asks Mechila. The Prichadish says that, and as we're going to learn about it in the Gemara, our job is to ask Mechila. If, let's say, the person we ask Mechila from isn't Meichel, that's alright. He said, that's Peshat the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say, Ach Yimchaloi Chaveri, until your Chaver is Meichel you. It says, Ach Yiratzes Chaveri. You have to ask for Mechila, you have to do yours, and that's enough. The Paiskim discuss, what's the halacha if somebody hurt a Chaver, he stole from a Chaver, for example, and that person is no longer around that you could ask him or pay him back. So they say you should take that money and use it for tzarche tzibur. Tzarche tzibur, the Paiskim say, is an erev, a mikveh, a hospital. But I saw a tshuva from Shlem Zalman Orbach. If you are in such a situation and you have an option to give money to a hospital or give money to a mikveh, what should you preferably do? He says it's more preferable to give the money to the mikveh. He says why? He says first of all, it's more likely to find contributors to a hospital than to a mikveh. Number two, he says, if somebody is sick, so if there's no hospital locally, he'll get to a hospital. But if somebody doesn't have a mikveh locally, there are people that won't use the mikveh. So he says, use the money for a mikveh. Averish ben Adam l'chaveroi. However, Averish ben Adam l'chaveroi. Enyam chapurim chap at shirat l'chaveroi. Darsh v'loz ben Azariah. Mekocha to sechel l'fnei Hashem to Torah. The pasuk says, all your averish l'fnei Hashem. Averish ben Adam l'mokayim. Yom kipurim chapa. Averish ben Adam l'chaveroi. Enyam kipurim chapa at shirat l'chaveroi. So Farshim asked, what's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah teaching us that we already didn't learn in the Mishnah? So the answer, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is teaching us is that every aveir that's ben Adam l'chaveroi also includes an element of ben Adam l'makai. So even though we certainly have to get mechila from our colleague, we also have to get mechila from Hashem. And the Miches Chinuch, in fact, says that there's a specific order that we follow. First go to Yechaver, and then go l'makai. Amar b'kiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, lifnei miyatem etarim, miyatar eschem avichem shebishamayim. Shnam avazrakti aleichem mayim tahoyrim, v'tahartem. V'amar mikvah Yisrael, Hashem, ma mikvah metaras pem, just like the mikvah is metaros, avakarish baruch metaras Yisrael. So again, the Mepharshim asks, what's Rabbi Kiva teaching us? So it really goes back to something we said in the introduction. In the introduction we said that Yom Kippur has a special power in affecting Kapara. And Rabbi Kiva is speaking about that. He's saying Yom Kippur is not just a regular day and not just a regular tshuva. It's a day of tahara, where a Jew can become purified in front of Hashem. And that's why the comparison is to a mikvah, which causes tahara. Moreover, what's the first halacha when somebody goes to a mikvah? He has to be undressed with no chatzitz, nothing between him and the water. Yom Kippur is a day where a person is supposed to be nothing, with children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing standing in our way. And that's what the word mikvah means. What does the word mikvah mean? Kaveh, to hope. On Yom Kippur, a person is supposed to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davening, approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I only have faith in you. And that's why the Mishnah keeps on using the word me. Me is the Gematria Nun, 50. Even if a Jew is in the 50th Shar Tumah, he's in the lowest level. On Yom Kippur, he could go directly back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel his tshuva. However, he has to take off all the chatzitzes. He has to take off everything that separates between him and himself, him and Hashem. Go completely, as we've learned, into the mikveh, immerse himself under the kanfei Hashchina, under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Mepharshim say, when somebody goes into the mikveh, you can't stand, you have to bend down to immerse yourself. You have to be ready to be completely machni himself and bend down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if somebody approaches Yom Kippur with that attitude, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitares, then we just have to make the first step. The Mepharshim say, going to the mikveh, the halacha is when somebody goes to the mikveh, he doesn't have to have any special kavana. He just has to go into the mikveh and he's purified. The same thing with Yom Kippur. A person has to enter Yom Kippur saying, I want to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, if that's our real attitude, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel atshuva. Says the Gemara, Oshem Vadi in. The Mishnah mentioned Oshem Vadi. Oshem Tali Loi. Oshem Tali, we know if somebody did an Aveira, he's not sure if he did it. He's not sure if he ate Chaylev or not. He has to bring an Oshem Tali. It's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara about Kapar Ksebei. The word Kapar is said regarding Oshem Tali also. Answers the Gemara. Hanach Mechapri Kapar Gemura. An Oshem Vadi, a Chab Mechatis, is a final kapara, you don't have to bring another carbon. Oshem Tali, a mechapa kapara gemura. It's not a complete kapara, because let's say the person then finds out that he indeed ate chalif, he'll have to bring a carbon chattis. So it's not the final step. Inami, hanach ein achem mechapa kaparosan. Oshem Tali, achem mechapa kaparosan. Somebody's mechuyv to bring a carbon chattis, he must bring the carbon chattis. However, somebody's mechuyv to bring an Oshem Tali, there's a way of not having to bring it. The Tanan, Chai v'chatas v'shamas, v'adoin, there's certainly Chai v'karben chatas v'karben oshem, or karben chatas v'karben oshem, shavaleim yom kippurim, if yom kippur puris, they still have to bring the carbon. However, chayova v'shamas t'luyim, let's say somebody was mechuyv an oshem t'luy, and yom kippur came, p'turim, because yom kippur does the same that the oshem t'luy does. So the Tosfos Rosh asks, what's going to be the din if somebody knew before Yom Kippur that he's mechuyv an oshem t'luy? He just didn't have the opportunity to bring it. And now Yom Kippur comes. Will he still have to bring it? Because he knew he had to bring it? Or does Yom Kippur take that away? Tosfos Rosh says that Yom Kippur takes away the need to bring the Oshem Tali, even though you knew you were mechuyv in it. But, says the Sfas Emes, Yom Kippur only takes care of your obligation to bring an Oshem Tali if you do tshuva for that Aveira. If you just think that the day of Yom Kippur will automatically work, that not. We learned Mitzvah Yom Kippurim Mechaprim Metshuva. So we learned Imetshuva in. You have to have tshuva. If nay Atzman Loi. Without tshuva Yom Kippur doesn't work. Says the Gemara name. Like Rebbe, our Mishnah is not what Rebbe taught us. The Tani Rebbe Omer, Akol Averish B'Torah, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Lo Asa Tshuva, what he did Tshuva, didn't do Tshuva, Yom Kippurim B'Chaper, Yom Kippurim is effective, Chutz, there are three exceptions. M'Pyrik Oil, Pyrik Oil, somebody rebels against the Kodesh Baruch, Chas V'Shalom, B'Gal Upon B'Torah, he explains the Torah purposely, incorrectly, or Mefa Bris Basar, doesn't have a Bris Milo, or he does action to cover up his Bris Milo. Shim Asa Tshuva, if he does Tshuva, Yom Kippurim B'Chaper, and Yom Kippur Mechaper. So we see that according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur works. Says the Gemara, Afiltem Rebbe. We can explain our mission like Rebbe. Tshuva by Yom Kippur. Rebbe's going to know that Tshuva alone doesn't work. But Yom Kippur, like by Tshuva, Yom Kippur alone doesn't need Tshuva. So the morale explains, why does Rebbe hold these three Averis are exception to the rule? That they certainly need Tshuva. He says because the relationship, as we spoke a few moments ago, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is a very special relationship. There's a special relationship, and somebody who is over any of these three averus is destroying that relationship. Because in any relationship, there are two sides, and the vehicle through which the relationship was concretized. So if somebody's pyrek oil, that means he's rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one side of the relationship. What is the vehicle for our relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us? The Torah. So it's Megal B'Hana B'Torah. And who is the other side? Klal Yisrael. One makes a Jew, he has a Bris Milah. So if you destroy that special relationship, certainly you have to do Tshuva. The Mefarshim ask, if according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur works without Tshuva, so why was the Bris Milah Sheva destroyed? Every year there was a Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is Mechaper all Averis. So Klal Yisrael has a clean slate automatically. So Farshim answered that even according to Rebbe, some tshuva is required. Just to rely on Yom Kippur completely is inadequate. Or they say, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is like Pyrek Oil. Rebbe agrees that for Pyrek Oil you need tshuva. And the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. We learned Averis Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, you have to have Mechila. So that's why even according to Rebbe, with these Averis, unfortunately the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So we learned in the Mishnah, tshuva mechaperes averes kalos, alas sev lois asay. Ask the Gemara, hashta lois asay mechaperes, if tshuva works for lois asay, alas sev goy, asay is less, so it certainly should work. Or Rabbi Yehuda hachkamer, alas sev lois asay shenitik lasay. On what type of averes does tshuva work? On asay or asay shalay nitik lasay, which there's no malchus for. Or the Gevurah Sari says, alav lav shebeklolus, or lav she'ein by maisa, which there's no malchus for. However, aloi sase gomer loy. There, tshuva alone won't work. Ask the Gemara of Raminu, there's a brice that says, elun kalos, what are considered kalos, esay v'loi sase, chutz min loi sisa. Loi sisa means that when somebody makes uses Hashem's name in vain. So we see that it works for loi sase, only for loi sisa doesn't work. Answers the Gemara, Laisisa is called a domilay. Laisisa is a law for which there's malchus, and anything that's like Laisisa, tshuva alone won't work. So Mefarshim asks, if that's the case, why is Laisisa chosen from all the lavim? So two answers are given. As we're going to learn, where do we know this halakha from? From the words of Naka and Loyanaka, we'll speak about it soon. And those words were said by the Aveir of Laisisa. So that's why the Brisa chose Laisisa. Another teretz. Is that we just said that an alav she'ein by maisa has the same category as an essay. So Mefarshim say that we would think that loisisa is a alav she'ein by maisa because it only involves moving your lips. So that's why it says the loisisa is not considered a alav she'ein by maisa. There's a machloikis in the Mefarshim. There are two mitzvahs essay that there's an oinish for: Pesach and Milah. There's a chiv karas, even though the mitzvah is asay. What is their status? Is their status like an asay, that tshuva alone helps? Or is status like a lois asay, since there's an oimish? Toshma. Yehudai mekoshim loisisa lamata. Any aver which is below loisisa, tshuva mechaperis. Mloisisa lamala. Any aver which is greater than loisisa, tshuva toilav yom kippurim mechapim. So it seems that again, all lav in shuva works. So it's about the same teretz. Any lav for which there's an einish, shuva alone doesn't work. Tashma, the fish and b'chayruf, shuva. The Torah spoke about on Har Sinai shuva naka. Yochel afle sisiman. Even somebody transgresses like sisa, shuva should work. Tamalay malay naka. Yochel af shachay v'lavin ken. All other lavin. Tamalay meshmoy. Shmoy hu de manaka doesn't help for that. Avamnaku shachay v'lavin. For other averus it does work. So does it work or doesn't work? Here it seems to say that it works for all lavin. Says the Gemara tanaihi. It's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya mat shuva mechaperes. Alas sev loisa say shudatik lasei. A mat shuva toil of yom kippur mechaper. Al krisus or misus bezdin. A loisa say gomer. So here we see that shuva doesn't work. So even though there's a price that says the shuva does work on a loisa say gomer unless it's loisisa, this price clearly says that it doesn't. Omamar, so the Gemara repeats what we just learned. The fish name of a chayr v'naka, v'nolan, the tanya v'lez oimer. Yiloshin name v'naka. You can't say that tshuva alone works. Shekfan name v'lo yinaka. The tshuva alone won't cleanse you. V'yesh alayim al shlo yinaka. Shekfan name v'naka. That it will work. Hakei said, v'naka l'shovid. If somebody does tshuva, it will work. V'ay v'naka l'shein l'shovid. Shor ha-mas v'chars is r'b'loz ben Azariah b'roimi. And the Mefarshim asked, why does the Gemara have to say that this question took place in Rome? So one teretz is because that's where he lived. Another teretz I saw is that he lived in Rome. When he lived in Eretz Yisrael, he knew that the schus of Eretz Yisrael can help a person that's a bal aveira. But he says, I live in Rome. I don't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael to help me. So I need to understand tshuva. Shemat, did you hear the abich luka kapara shayir v'lishmol darish, the four categories of kapara that v'lishmol you'd speak about? It's an Amish Loshahain. There are really only three categories. The Tshuvan Kom Echav Echad. Every category requires Tshuvan. Aval Essay, if somebody was over an Essay, B'Shavit, he does Tshuva. Ein Zoz Misham Ad Shemaychum Loyv. Until, as soon as he does Tshuva, he has a Mechila. Shenema, Tshuva Banim Shavim. Right away considered Bali Tshuva. What's Shat Ein Zoz Misham? You don't have to wait for Yom Kippur. As soon as the person does an Averi, does Tshuva, whatever day of the year, he has a Kapor. If he does a loisa say for which there's an oynish, shuva toila, then the shuva is the first step. Yom Kippur mechaper. Shenemar, the yom hazeh yechaper aleichem kol chatoy secha. Yom Kippur brings a kapara. Ova krisus misus bezdin vasa shuva, a much more serious aveira. Shuva yom kippur toilin, shuva yom kippur are put into balance. Toilin say the number pshatim in toilin. One pshat in toilin is that it just puts it, like, so to speak, in a suspended state. Another pshat, and we'll use this for it later, is the Gemara Masechet Gedushin says that every person has a count. How many averus he did, how many mitzvahs he did. Is he a bal avera or is he a bal mitzvah? This person that did tshuva and avera, even though this avera hasn't been completely taken away, it's no longer part of the count. Yisurim amarkin. And Yisurim complete the cleansing process. Shnem of gadi b'shevet pisham o minigoyim avoinim. Through shevet means a stick, negoyim means negoyim, that's how this thing goes away. Ask the Ben Yoyna, nobody wants Yisurim. So how could he, if somebody did such an Aveira, how could he avoid the Yisurim? She says two eitzes. One is to learn Torah, learn more Torah, or maybe be consistent in your learning of Torah. And another pshat is give tzedakah. That's two ways how you could avoid the Yisurim. Avmish yesh chil Hashem b'yaday, somebody who has the Aveira chil Hashem, and like Kaif Tshuva Litlois, Tshuva can't accomplish it. V'lo Yikipurim L'chapa, V'lo Yisurim L'marik, El Kulim Taira, or Misim Amarikis. He has to go through Mikis. Shenema, V'nigla V'ozne Hashem Tzvokais, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us know, Im Yichupa Ha'oven Zalachem At Tamusim. You won't have a kapara until death. So how do we know that this is referring to Chilal Hashem? So two answers to the Mefarshim give. One is, it's obvious speaking about the greatest Aveira. What's the biggest aveira a person could do? Chil Hashem. Another teretz I saw is that the parasha there in Yeshaya is that the Navi comes and gives them a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do tshuva. And they ignore what the Navi says. What bigger Chil Hashem is that than ignoring a direct message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So again, the Mefarshim ask, you know, as we're going to learn the Gemara, it's hard to be sure that you never did a Chil Hashem. So how could we have a kapara without having to go through Misa? So I saw a few eitzes how a person could avoid having to have to chas v'shalom nisuf chel Hashem. Again, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, limud haTorah is the best eitzah. Another answer is, it matters what type of tshuva you do. If you do tshuva gemura, tshuva mi'ahava, we're going to discuss more about that later, then it works even against chel Hashem. Another eitzah I saw is shmira Shabbos, kol hashoyim Shabbos, avaynoisav nimcholim. And the fourth eitzah I saw, which makes probably the most sense, is a person unfortunately was mechal Hashem Shemayim, and he has this problem, he should be mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And a person that goes out of his way to be mekadesh Shem Shemayim, he'll have a kapara. Asking my heichad dam chil Hashem, what is an example of chil Hashem? Amar Rav, shigoyin anot, person like myself, ishakil nabos mitavcha, if I buy meat from the butcher, v'lo yehav nedavli, v'altan, I don't pay immediately, that's a chil Hashem, because people will think that I'm taking it for free, or I'm not paying. Omabaya, however, says Abaya, Loishan al ba'asad loy tabayi. It's only a place where people don't demand, expect immediate payment. Al ba'asad tabayi, where people ask for the money, so everybody has a bill, less limbo. Omaravino, Masamachasya asad tabayu. Masamachasya, everybody has a bill, they all buy credit. Abaya, the shokal bursary material shutfi, it were two partners to the butcher shop, Yov Zuzilahai, the Zuzilahai, he would pay each partner, because one wasn't aware of what happened with the other one. Then when the two partners would meet, and they made a cheshbon, they made a calculation, and they saw that Abaye overpaid, then they would give him extra meat because they didn't want to take his money. So the Mefarshim asked, why does the Gemara pick meat? And Rav didn't buy bread, and he didn't buy vegetables. So Mefarshim, I saw two teruts. One teruts is, bread, vegetables, these are things that people buy every day. So certainly everybody buys them on credit. In those days, meat was a real luxury. It was bought rarely. So it wasn't something that everybody bought on credit. That's why the Gemara gives an example about meat. But then I saw another teretz from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that in a butcher shop, there are a lot of shailas that are asked of a rav, regarding the shechita and the melicha and the nikar. If somebody saw rav taking meat for free, they're going to think, yeah, he's getting meat for free to give the psak that the butcher wants to hear, that everything is kosher. So that's why Rav had to be super careful, not that anybody should come to accuse him of that. Says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Amar Kegon Anor, the example would be like me, the Masigna Abba Amos Ploy Torah Tloy Tefillin. If I walk 4 Amos without Torah Tefillin, that's a Chil Hashem. And the Mefarshim explained, because even though it was hard for him to wear the tefillin all the time, he was an ill person, he has to walk. And the Mefarshim take it a step further. Rav was saying that Chil Hashem is a person shouldn't think that you're doing an aveira. Rabbi Yochanan says, what's a Chil Hashem? If they think you're not doing a mitzvah. Yitzchak the Rabbi Yanni Amakosh Chaverim and his Baisha Shemuasai. People are embarrassed what they say about him. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, going to Amri Inchi. If people say about somebody, Sharle Mari Leplanya, a Kadosh Baruch Hu should forgive him, that's a person that did a Chil Hashem, because he did things that people aren't satisfied with. Abayam Kiritanya, the Pasuk says, the Shasta Hashem Elokecha, Sheishem Shemayim Mis'av Ayotcha. A person, every person should be the vehicle to cause that a name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be loved. Shekari Vashayna, a person should learn, Umisham Shtamid Chachamim. And he works with Talmid Chacham, he learns Gemara. The Yemasa Ma'at Benachas Mabrius, and he acts properly with other people. Mabrius Amislav. What do people say about him? Ashri Ovish Shalom De Torah. He has such a wonderful father that taught him Torah. Ashri Rabbi Shalom De Torah. His Rebbe who taught him Torah. Oylem Labrius Loylem De Torah. How unfortunate is there for a person who didn't have the opportunity to learn? Pliny Shalom De Torah. This person taught Torah. Rukam Enom Drachet. Look how pleasant he is. How wonderful his actions are. All of our cause of Omer. Regarding such a pasuk, such a person, the pasuk says, V'yomer li abdi ato, you're my servant Yisrael Shebechas Bar, that I'm proud of. Amishakar Shoyin Misham Shtamid Chacham. Somebody learns, Vei Masa Mat Bemuna. He doesn't act honestly. Vei Ndebur Benachsam Bris, and he doesn't speak properly. Ma Bris Omer V'lov. What do people say about him? Oyle Leplani Shalom Taira. What do I have from his learning? Oyle Lav Shalom Torah. What do his parents have from his learning? Oyle Rabbi Shalom Torah. What do we have? What does the Rebbe have? Pliny Shalom Taira, this person that learned Taira, Rukam Kolomasov, let's see how not nice his actions are. Vakam Mukharm Durochov, Volva Kaswama, Bemalai, Amasham Elu, this is my nation, Me'artzi Yetzu, leave my country. There's a lot to say here, we don't really have the time. The Farshim say, there's a depth to this Gemara. The depth is not that the person is doing something which is obviously wrong. We're not talking about a person that's doing something that's obviously wrong. We're speaking about a person who maybe could explain why he got angry. I got very irritated. The person I was dealing with is just impossible. I didn't steal, just got angry. Or other such gray area. But a person who learns Torah has to recognize the repercussions of what he does. Because people want to always say that learning Torah is not worthwhile. So we who do learn the Torah have to recognize the repercussions of our actions. The Alter von Kelm explained this Gemara like this. We know that we say three times a day, V'haftas Hashem Lekecha. So what does V'haftas Hashem Lekecha mean? That we have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now the Gemara says, She'ishem Shemayim Sa'av Al Yotcha, that you should cause that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be loved. That's not pshat in the Pasuk. So he says like this. He says, it's actually difficult to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can you legislate that a person should love Hashem? So how does a person, he say, come to the Madrega of a half to Hashem Alkecha that he should love Hashem? She'ishem Shemayim Sa'av Al Yotcha. If you do things that cause a Kiddush Hashem, then you will be Zaycha to the half to Hashem Alkecha to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amrav Chama B'chanina B'dayel Tshuva Shemevi Refuah L'Olam. Tshuva so great that it brings refuah to the world. Shenemar Erpa Mishuvasam Ayavem Nedavim. So Mepharshim explained, the Yin Yaakov explains how wonderful the refuah is that comes because of tshuva. Let's say I did tshuva, halavai, and I do tshuva, and because of that I have refuah. So the medicine or the cure that is discovered because of me won't only help me; it'll help everybody that needs a cure because I did tshuva. The Chasam Sofer says, why does the Gemara use the word refuah, lashon rabim? It should say refuah. So he says, normally if somebody's sick and he takes the medicine, so he gets well, that doesn't mean he'll be cured for the rest of his life. He's cured for now. Tshuva, says the Chasam Sofer, has the ability, refuah, that not only does it cure him for what he had, but it also makes sure that he never gets sick again. The B'nai Yisachar, more of a chassidish way, explains the Gemara like this. He says, a person does a lot of averus. He doesn't always remember all the averus he did, if he did a lot of averus. Says the Pnei Sosta, the Gemara is teaching us, as long as the person starts doing tshuva on what he knows he has to do tshuva, then it brings refuah, then it causes healing even for the averus la'olam. Olam means helim, but you forgot. It even helps you for the averus that you forgot. Rav Chama b'chanina Rabbi, siv tshuva barim shavim. The pasuk says shavim, the mikar shavim atam. You right away consider about tshuva. Siv Erba Mishuvah Seichem, that you're not automatically considered Bali Tshuva. So the Gemara Lekash, Kama Hava, if you did it out of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kama Yur. If you did it out of fear of an Oynish, what's going to happen to me, that Tshuva is not as effective. Rav Yehuda Rami, Ksiv Shuvah Barim Shavim, Erba Mishuvah Seichem. Ksiv Anoichi Be'alti Bechem, V'lekachti Eschem Echad Me'ir, V'shnai Mishpacha. So here it's considered children, and here we're considered servants. What are we? Says the Gemara, Lekash, Kama have him a year, then we're considered children when we do tshuva. Kani the Yisurim, a person does tshuva because the Yisurim came on him, then he's only considered like a servant. Omra of Levi, the Doyle tshuva, Shemagas at Kisei Kovet. How powerful tshuva is that it reaches up to the Kisei Kovet. Shnema Yisuva Yisrael Hashem Lekacha. So Mashah explains, normally we know that when a person davens, there are malachim that carry up our tefillahs to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Mashah, that the Gemara is telling us, that a person who does tshuva doesn't need any intermediaries. His tefillah, his avoida, goes directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Leif Simcha explains the Gemara, Shuv Yisrael Hashem Lekecha, that the Rambam says that when is somebody considered about a tshuva, at Shiyar Alav, until the HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say testimony that he's a true Baal tshuva. Ad Kisei HaKavod, you have to do tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be a testimony that you truly did tshuva. But the Mepharshim say, what is the gewaldige schar, the gewaldige reward for doing tshuva? A Yid once came to a Rebbe, and he said to him, I have a problem. I learn and I forgot what I learned. I always forget what I learned. So he says, do tshuva. So I say, why? He says, because the pasuk says, ein shichcha lefnei kisei kvaydecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget. So if you do tshuva, goes to the kisei HaKavod, you'll have a connection to the kisei HaKavod and you'll not forget your learning. Then I saw from the Yismach Yisrael explains that a person needs panasa. And not always do we have the panasa. So the eighth, he says, is to do tshuva. Because by the kisei HaKavod, there's nothing missing. If a person does tshuva, it reaches to the kisei HaKavod, and the hashpah, or panasa, the revach, the yeshua, comes for the kisei HaKavod for such a person. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'doy l'tshuva sh'doy ches loises ha'shvatayra. How great tshuva is, that it has the ability to even push away an loisa say. Shenema, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Lema hein yishlach ish is ishtoy. If a person divorces his wife, for hochmitoy, for hoyselish acher, she marries another person, hayoshevaleh, are they really get remarried? The pasuk says that if a couple get divorced, once the wife marries another woman, they may never get remarried. And haloy tichnef aretz says he, that is a terrible avera, v'atz anis roim rabim, you, Klai Yisrael, have gone away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and still the Shuvah Leinu Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back. Ask Rav Chaim Brisker. We've learned so many times in Shas that essay doicha loisa say. So the essay of tshuva should be doicha the loisa say of not being able to take back your divorced wife. Says Rav Chaim. When do we say essay doicha loisa say? If the mitzvah and the aveira come at the same time, we learned so many times in our Masechta that the kohen has to wear the avnet, and the avnet is made out of shatnes. So he has to do two things. He has to wear the avnet, and he can't wear shatnes. Essay doicha loisa say. Here, who caused the problem? Our doing the aveira. If we wouldn't have done the aveira, we wouldn't have this problem. On that, you can't say essay doicha loisa say. If not, that the Gemara teaches us gedoy l'tshuva, how powerful tshuva is. I'm Rav Yochanan. Gedoy l'tshuva shemekreves is a gula. Tshuva has the ability to be makarv the gula. Shnema uvol tzin goyel ushav pesh b'yakov ma tam uvol tzin goyel. How will we be zoicha to goyel to Mashiach mishum the shav pesh b'yakov? Explains the mashal. There is a specific time by which Mashiach has to come. If Klal Yisrael does tshuva, that time will come earlier. Amar Reish Lakish. Gedoy l'tshuvas. Tshuva is so great. Shidoyin is nasa l'kishkogis. If something didn't have ever made it, it could be considered a shkogis. Shnema, Shuva Yisrael. Ad Hashem al-kecha. Ki koshalta. Koshalta means he stumbled. Vavanecha. Would you sin? Ask the Gemara. Ova made it who? Ova means that he did have ever made it. The kakari loy michsho. So it must be that if he did Shuva, even though it started off as a made it, it will end up as a shogig. Ask the Gemara any. Vamre shlokish. Gedoy with Shuva. Tshuva is even greater that the averes become mitzvahs. Shnema uveshuv roshem rishasoi v'asem mishpah v'tztaka aleihem chaya yichya. The averes will call them, give him life. Answers the Gemara l'kasha kameh hava kameh yira. If the person did the tshuva meyira, its doinus become shkogos. If the person did tshuva meyahava, its doinus become mitzvahs. So Mefarshim asked a very obvious question: the pace to do an avera. Pesach do an Aveira. Because if you do an Aveira, and then you do Tshuva, so all your Aveiras become mitzvahs. Taisha Shem Kippurim asked the question. So Taisha Shem Kippurim answers, it's not so geschmack. Why? Because a person who got used to doing Aveiras, that's what he's accustomed to. He's used to speaking Lashon Hara. He's used to eating not kosher. And now, he did Tshuva, and every time he's in a conversation, he has to watch himself. And every time he walks by a shop, he has to watch himself. So the rest of his life, he has to fight the Yetzer Hara. Somebody who never ate non-kosher, it's not in the soil not to eat non-kosher. He doesn't know what it means to eat non-kosher. So that's why this person deserves a scar. Rav Chaim Brisker says a very tiefer thing, tiefer heart. He says that, you know why somebody does an Aveira and does Tshuva Me'ahava gets scar? Because it turned out that the Aveira is what caused me to do a mitzvah. If I wouldn't have done the Aveira, I would have never come to do this great mitzvah of tshuva. So the Aveira turns into a mitzvah. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan, Gedoy l'tshuva shemarecha shnoisav shel adam. Tshuva gives us long life. Shnema v'shuv roshim rishasai, rosh does tshuva chay yichle. So Mashal explains that the Gemara means simple, that every person, when he's born, he's allotted a certain amount of years. Tshuva is a way to have a richas yomim. But I saw other mefarshim explain the Gemara this way. Rishoyim b'chayeyim, rishoyim in their lives, kruyim meisim, their life is not alive, they're considered dead. However, when somebody does tshuva, even the person did tshuva for one day of his life, that is the only day, v'rechas layomov, that those were days of life, the life of doing what you're supposed to do. I'm Rav Yitzchak. I'm Rav Mishmei, the Rav of Ameri. Bar v'resh, loy minis chesparku, minis pas v'dom. Minis pas v'dom, matn tzchaver b'dvaroi, if somebody hurts his colleague, Suffolk is Geisman and Suffolk is Spiceman. He may accept my apology, he may not accept my apology. Vim Tom is Spiceman. Even if he's ready to accept the Suffolk is Spiced with Varim, Suffolk aim is Spiced with Varim. Sometimes it's just not enough to talk, you have to show that you mean it. Even a person does an Avera Besaiser, the Spiceman with Varim. Why is an Avera Besaiser worse? The person who does Avera quietly means they doesn't believe there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the street, you're a big tzaddik. But in your house, you're not. Why? Because you really don't have real Yerushmayim. Shnema, k'chui makon dvarim, b'shuv al Hashem. V'lo yoid, al shemach z'lo yitayva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates what you did. Shnema, kach toiv. It's considered good. V'lo yoid, al shemalo v'akosuf, kilu yikriparim. It's considered as you brought a carbon. Shnema, nishal m'parim s'fasenu. Through our lips, doing tshuva, it's like we brought kabonis. Maybe the kabbalah that we have to bring. Tell Malaima erpa mishuvasam, or have him the dovah. That what he call it, they consider like carbon the dovah. So Rashi says that a carbon the dovah, carbon that somebody donates, is greater than a carbon that somebody is obligated to bring. So sort of Chaim Kanievsky asks that we know throughout Shas the klal is good God la mitzvah vaisa. If you're obligated to do a mitzvah, it's greater, because the shot always is because you have a yetzer hara fighting you. Here it says the nadav is greater. So he says that once a person, how does it work with a carbon nadav? A person makes a neder, he obligates himself to bring the carbon. So now it's not any more discretionary. A neder, mitzis vasecha tishmer, we're obligated to do it. So that's why it's also, it's a carbon, it started off as a nadava, but now it's already in the category of mitzvah voice. Tanya Ramey Oimer. Gedoyel tshuva, shebashul yochet she'asa tshuva. If one person does tshuva, moichlan l'chal ulam kulay. The whole world has a mechila. Shnema, erpa mishuvasam oya nadava, shisham api mimenu. Mimehem lay nema, el mimenu. For one person doing tshuva, the whole world has a kapara. So the way the Mashal explains the Gemara is that the world, as we spoke about earlier in the Shir, there's a count going on. How many Averis there are in the world and how many mitzvahs in the world. The mitzvah that you did, the tshuva that you did, may tip the world in the right side. So when a person does tshuva, his power of what he did is so important. The Beis HaLevi explains the Gemara very interesting. He says, besides the count of mitzvahs and averis that there are in the world, he says, the world has to be under the influence of good versus under the influence of ra. When a person does tshuva, he gives the power of toiv, the upper hand, in influencing the world, and the world becomes a better place. But the Belzer Rebbe has a very powerful vart in explaining this Gemara. He says, "Shebishvil yochet she'asa tshuva." When a person approaches to do tshuva, he should look at himself like he's a yochet, like he's the worst person in the world. A person shouldn't take the approach, "I have to do tshuva." You know how many people there are that are bigger balei aveira than me. Next to them, I'm the biggest tzaddik. Bishvil sheyochid, look at yourself. That's how you should do tshuva. Don't look at everybody else. And if you realize that you're not perfect and you do tshuva, you will bring taiva to the whole world. I gave you Shabbat Shuva drasha, Joey?
Kind of appropriate for this time of the year.